saw where I was as it was before we called it anything. Now we live in the wreckage of a colonizing force whose racist poison still flows. So scared of a moment of discomfort now, we turn away from the obvious. All we have is stolen and can't be owned. This America, the old idea, I wanted to die. Non-metaphorical decolonization. Start again. I showed a kid how to.
You are listening to Revolution Rock, originating out of Windsor, Ontario on CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here, and we're talking about some of our favorite records of 2024. This is the second of a two-part episode. And again, this is not ranking, this is not in any sort of order, just like a nice variety of some of our favorite releases of this year. And this one snuck in. I felt like I had my list pretty much completed of what I wanted to represent, and this album dropped last week. And man, you know what, it just snuck in, but it was so good, I had to represent it, the debut solo record from Kim Deal. Now, Kim Deal had been making music for years with various acts, including Breeders and Pixies, but this is her first full-length solo record. It's titled Nobody Loves You More, and we heard the track Crystal Breath from that.
Before that, we heard music from Crack Cloud, another album we've been playing quite a lot of. Now, this is an album where they've kind of changed their musical trajectory, incorporating some different influences. Or did that start on the last one?
I feel like they're always shifting a little bit.
This is a really good one, though.
Yeah, there's some jazzy elements and some post-punk elements on this one. Of course, Crack Cloud is a very fluid band, one that's more of a multimedia project and artist collective than like a traditional band. And this one, I really like the sound they have. For their latest release titled Red Mile, we heard the track Lack of Lack. And before that, a release that is definitely one of my favorites of the year, Night Palace, the magnificent double record from Mount Eerie, a record that I think consolidates the best of Mount Eerie's career up to this point, while still pulling out a few surprises here and there. Phil Elverum's songwriting is on point, as it's always been, with these really transcendental sort of themed lyrics, looking at the magnificence of nature and the natural world, and I guess you can say juxtaposing that against human suffering and indifference. And this song is great. It is literally what it's about. It's called Non-Metaphorical Decolonization. Thank you, Phil Elverum, for that. That's from Mount Eerie again with the album Night Palace. And we started things off with a track from the album Manning Fireworks by MJ Lenderman.
Yes, of course, we mentioned earlier, is perhaps best known up until recently as being in the band Wednesday. And now breaking out and doing this album, which has been getting a lot of critical acclaim and rave reviews, which is called Manning Fireworks. And we heard the track Joker Lips to start off that set. Coming up next, We're going to hear a song from a band. This might be one of my favorite song titles of the year. Phone Booth in the Desert of the Mind. They put out a new album, Touched by the Stuff, this year in the summer.
And the band we're talking about is Motorist.
Yes. We didn't mention the name, but thank you for mentioning the name. And
you're welcome.
We're also going to hear some music from the band Bad Who. We've played a lot of this album, A Run-In with Worms, throughout the year. This is definitely a favorite of ours. We love this record and band.
And the band actually reached out to us, thanking us for playing their music.
Yes.
And we want to say again, no, thank you, Bad Who, for making such great music. And, you know, we'll keep playing it as long as we can. And with that said, after that, we're going to be hearing a pair of tracks from two releases by the same band, Dog Day.
Yeah, so Dog Day put out a collection of outtakes and unreleased stuff earlier this year and called it Almost. Then they followed it up later in the year with a full-length album, also unexpected, called A T-Shirt with Writing on It. So we're going to hear a track from each. We're also going to hear a track from The Smile, a band that also put out two albums this year that are both also good. Mm-hmm. But due to the length of some of their songs, we can only play one.
If we have time, maybe we can sneak another one in, but we're just going to represent one of the records. And then something by John McHale. Anyway, we have lots more coming up on the show. Stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock.
Even recognize me. beatings.